special meeting of the Economic Development Committee. I think at this point we should go back in executive session. Is that fair? Or do you think we can just do the discussion without going executive session?
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Okay. Yeah, I'd second that motion.
Okay, and we're going to be going into executive session for the purposes of selecting candidates for the IDA board, and we'll be reviewing resumes and exchanging opinions about the candidates, which will require us to be in executive session.
But for discussion purposes only, we
have discussion. Yeah, any voting will take place in open meeting. Right, correct. Yeah,
great, yep. Thanks.
Thank you.
I thought Ken Rock was going to be at this meeting.
Yes, he did say he did insinuate he was going to be here, but he's not here. Yes, Trace? Yes.
I just want to make sure that you're allowing other legislators to attend the executive session, because that you're supposed to say that before you go into executive session.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did during the original interview process, and we will today as well, of course. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. All right, Jay, I'll ask you to stop recording at this point. And okay, so we're out of executive session now. So the committee has agreed on a slate of seven candidates to place on the Resolution 177 to be our new IDA board. And we're going to have those names filled in by the clerk and present them to each of our caucuses and take it from there.
Could you read off the people that got ranked the highest throughout the two processes for one, so we can make it a resolution?
Let's put it in alphabetical order.
Yes, that's a good idea. All right, good luck.
I'm not sure.
So you know what? I don't think we necessarily
have to do alphabetical order right now. But you'll
how about height? We'll do height.
You could just read the seven names. It doesn't matter what order.
I have Faye Storms, Rick Jones, Mike Hamm, Orlando Reese, Diane Enyon, John Malcolm, and Dan Savona.
Okay.
I make a motion to accept those for resolution and fill that in for resolution 177. Is it 177?
Yes.
Yeah.
Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Well, Mary Beth disappeared. Hold on a sec.
She had a hard stop at 6, I think. I can see her lovely furniture.
Yeah.
And then you need to move to accept that amendment, because you just amended Resolution 177, right?
Yes. So do we have to wait for Mary Beth? I just want to make sure she's in agreement. I think
she agreed earlier, so Fawn can call her if you, due to the circumstances and Zooming and all that, I think it's acceptable that she could call her to make sure that that was okay with her in a vote, which she was.
Yeah, and I know the Republicans have caucus in 1.5 minutes, so.
That's probably where she went. Oh, there she is.
Oh, no, there she is. She's on, I think she's 1 second.
Oh, 1 minute.
Yeah.
She's on the phone.
Oh, 1 minute. Yeah, okay.
Your caucus is at 6:30.
6:30 they moved it, yeah.
Oh, we got time. Okay. Oh, good. Let's take our time. Have a drink. Cheers.
Sorry, 6:05.
Mary Beth?
So did you hear what we proposed, Mary Beth?
You're going to do an alphabetical order and you're going to vote.
Actually, we just listed the seven candidates that the committee agreed on, and they will be placed on the resolution, and then we'll present it to our caucuses, each member, and we'll hopefully come out of it with an agreement. I just think that it's important that when we do go to our caucuses, that we go as Lynn said, united and in agreement that, you know, this is the slate of candidates that we labored over, and we did. There was a lot of compromise. There was back and forth, and we agree that this is the slate that we would hope go forward, right? To avoid, you know, somebody trying to say, "Well, I want this last guy on and not this one," right? Because I can foresee that coming, you know. So I just hope that we advocate for our committee work is really what I'm trying to say here, right?
Yeah, and thank you. You've been patient through a process that you've never been through, and I think you handled it admirably, and thank you for allowing input from all of us. So good job, Brian.
Thank you. Anybody?
All right.
Anybody have anything? Tracy, you have any closing comments?
Oh, you still have to move. You amended the resolution. Now you have to just vote on it real quick.
Oh, okay.
All in favor?
Move the resolution then.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Unanimous. Beautiful. Tracy?
Sure. Sure, you get her to talk after it's all over.
You all did a great job. I'm glad. I think this is a diverse board, and I'm glad that you were able to make compromises to get to something you could all agree with.
Right. Thank you. So Mary Beth and Tom, please just get with Herb if you get an opportunity. I talked to him for a long, long time last night, and I think he's going to be in agreement with what we did here, quite honestly, but I just want to make sure.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine. I have his list, so he's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Adios.
All right, good night.
Thank you so much.